Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome, everybody. Are you ready to hit the good news headlines?
Yeah, let's do it. You ready? Hi, everybody.
Hi.
All right.
Okay, well, People Magazine just released their Changing the World issue, which highlights incredible girls who are changing the world. Like 16-year-old Anna Kathleen Devald from Soldotna, Alaska, who founded an environmental program called POP, Promote Our Pollinators, which aims to educate communities about how important bees are to our ecosystem. Aww. And it's on newsstands right now, and if you want to learn more about Anna and all the incredible girls in this issue, go to our Instagram and our TikTok and peoplemagazine.com. Ross, how great is this?
Get people. See why the bees are buzzing. We got it right here.
Look who's in the back page of People Magazine, none other than Constance Wu.
Yes.
Who's gonna be on this program today. And I cannot wait to get into all the things. I love People Magazine because I feel like it's, you know, a lot like the show we are trying to make here. It's something for everyone. It's a little bit of everything.
Totally. Constance Wu's coming up too.
I know.
All right, you teased this. It's from the New York Post. They're reporting a James Bond producer revealed a small clue about who could be the next 007. And, it looks like the rumored frontrunners, Tom Hardy and Idris Elba, may not fit the bill. Sorry, everyone, because apparently the producers are looking for actors in their 30s, which means I won't be James Bond either. All right?
By the way, I'm shocked. That is the James Bond I want to see.
I'm 007. I'm more like double.
Well, I got excited about this because I have real, opinions about Bond.
Who do you think it should be?
Well, I do think it should be Idris Elba, period.
Period, like, done.
One is, a done deal. But, mm-hmm. And I've heard them say, because, again, I read all the stuff on Bond, that they say it will not be a woman, no matter what. Bond is a man. But they are open to, a sub-franchise of Bond for a woman.
Yeah, I think that's great.
But we did a little casting of our own, and we put up these gentlemen as options. All right, we have Miles Teller.
Okay.
On,
they like them.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Ever so fetching Henry Goulding.
He'd be great. Great.
Or Goulding, I believe it is. And Sebastian Stan.
Oh my God.
By the way, I also love John Boyega.
I
would see him in anything any day.
Can I throw out a Harry Styles?
Oh.
Would be good. I'm just saying.
Styles.
Harry Styles. Yeah.
It works.
It totally works.
Oh my God.
If it happens, you saw it here first. You got it?
You really did, because that's nowhere. All right, well, next up is a very polarizing fashion debate. According to Vogue, a questionable Y2K fashion trend is making a comeback. So if you love wearing skirts but hate having bare legs, rejoice, because wearing a pant over a skirt is cool, or wearing a skirt over a pant is now cool again. Mm. Ross, what do you think about this trend?
So this was cool a while ago, and you know what they say, some things never change. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now. It's like wearing a sandal and then shoving that into a shoe. Why? You already got a sandal on, honey. You're doing it the most.
So it's like the turducken of fashion.
It is the turducken of fashion, and it's too much.
Okay.
You did it. I'm proud of you. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and I get maybe it's cold outside, but just think about like a knit tight or something like that. Just do us all a favor. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Or do.
Or do whatever you want, but I don't have to like it. All right, finally, now we're all familiar with the phrase, TikTok made me buy it, right? We've all said that. Well, now we won't even have to open up another app to buy stuff, because Mashable reports TikTok is partnering with live shopping platforms TalkShop Live. So now when you're on TikTok, they can feature products they're selling during a TikTok Live, and viewers can click on it and just buy what they want from a sidebar on the screen. I'm for it. Can I tell you, I'm exhausted from all the clicking I do all day long. Give me one less thing to click. Thank you, TikTok. I'm in. If I want it, I bought it. Gee, thanks. Just got it.
I actually do TalkShop Lives for the Beautiful brand, and we've done one for Flower Hair Tools.
Yeah.
I love a TalkShop Live. I absolutely love learning things off social media that will enhance my life. So now if you can just do this, I am all for it.
It just makes it easier, right?
I actually talked to the people at TikTok, because I was like, why can't we buy off of TikTok?
Yeah.
We're sending people to space. Why is this not possible?
Thank you. There's sugar-free ice cream. Why can't we have everything?
So guess what? Prayers answered.
You did it,
Drew. TikTok.
Yeah.
And Rossi, it says in the monitor that you have some big news. What is it?
Well, I'm not pregnant, everyone, all right? But I do have big news. I have a brand new podcast out, everybody, and it's so fun.
That's what we're talking about.
It's called Hello Ross. My first episode was with Chelsea Handler.
I listened.
You did.
And I could not have loved it more, Ross.
Thank you.
I actually got a lot out of it.
It means a lot to me.
I really did.
Chelsea was great. Guy Fieri was just on.
Oh my gosh, you got Guy Fieri?
Yeah, for a real intent. And it's Guy Fieri like you've never heard him before. We talk about love and loss and why he officiated 100 same-sex weddings and things you don't know about him. And Sally Jesse Raphael's coming on. You're going to come on, Drew.
Of course, I'm honored.
Good. Thank you. I'm so proud of it.
You know, I love having a good adult conversation, and I don't like to get heavy. I want to get deep, and then I want to find the light.
Yeah, totally.
Go down, fine, but come back up. And guess what? We're going to do that exactly with Constance Wu in our brand new set that she is going to do with us for the very first time. You won't want to miss this. Come right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Our next guest is a self-identified typical middle child. She's also the author of a new riveting and raw collection of personal essays called Making a Scene. This book is everywhere right now. When people write books, you wonder, are they going to go there? Well, I think Constance Wu has set a new bar. Please welcome Constance Wu. Okay, your outfit is so amazing, by the way.
I am a bouquet.
You are a human bouquet.
Yes.
You really have written something that is raw, vulnerable, real, confident, poetic, and I just absolutely love the way that you write. So you put out this tweet, and it was about, you know, you had just done Hustlers with Thoreen. This is literally like one of my oldest and dearest friends. So,
she's the best.
You know, you do her film Hustlers, your career trajectory is skyrocketing. You throw out some tweets and you're on a show. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is there's a reason people are scared to get on a television show is because they have you under contract for almost literally what can near a decade. And you chose to speak out about that and talk about the realities of what that is. And there was aftermath about that. How dare you? We don't talk about these things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I chose to do it. I think I was a little bit impulsive and reckless because I did have big feelings because I had suppressed a lot of abuse I'd suffered over the years on that show in an attempt to sort of preserve its reputation because it was such a like shining beacon of representation for Asian Americans.
Yep.
And for me to talk about the sexual harassment that I suffered the first 2 years at the hands of a producer who had done so much great work for the Asian American community, it was such a conflict in my heart because it's like, on the other hand, he does all this great work for the Asian American community, but he's also like sexually harassing me and saying inappropriate things and controlling me, but saying it's really he's protecting me is what he was saying. And I was so new to the industry. I had just like quit waitressing a few months prior to Fresh Off the Boat. And I was scared of being fired. I kind of reached a boiling point and I behaved out of character. But when this happened, it felt like my whole community turned against me, like the Asian American community, and really wanted to shame me. So much to the point where one of my former Asian colleagues, an actress, DM'd me and told me that I was a disgrace and a blight on the community. And that essentially she said that it would be better if I just didn't exist. And I ended up almost killing myself. And I ended up in the psychiatric ER of the hospital because my friend found me and, you know, took me. And it really made me, like, I thought that I could handle it, but it really made me reevaluate everything I'd been holding back for all those years in service of helping the Asian American community. And it made me realize, actually, I think the Asian American community needs to own up to its history of sexism, misogyny, and patriarchal values, because we don't talk about that, because all we're talking about is positive representation, which is an illusion. Nobody is all positive. We need whole human representation. Thank you. You know?
I love your boldness. I love your bravery. And I do believe that it will go out there and matriculate to other people, finding their courage, figuring out ways in which to put them that are cathartic, healthy channels. You know, you talk about your relationship with your sister. Why are sisters and that relationship so complex?
That's actually my favorite chapter.
It is?
In the book. Yeah. I mean, it's so special because I don't think we often see the complexity of it. We either see it as catfight or like, oh, we love each other. And there are so many colors in between and it continues to evolve. It's not like a static relationship. I talk about how we were really close when we were kids. And then when I went to middle school, it kind of fractured because she started having her own friends and I was scared that she didn't like me or need me anymore. So I acted like I didn't need her. and our relationship became kind of fractured. And then when I brought this essay back to her to be like, hey, I wrote this, is it okay if I publish it? She wrote me back and she said, I think the one thing you're missing is that I was your follower and that I missed you too. And that broke my heart, because all those years ago, I thought she didn't need me anymore. And that's what hurt me. And she said, I missed you too. And now we're even closer. She's about to have a kid of her own.
No.
It's like, it keeps evolving and growing.
It's so funny. Whenever anyone asks me about my two daughters, like, do they get along? I'm like, there is no simple answer to that question.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yes.
And sometimes not. And it'll continue to evolve, but they'll always be sisters. Always.
What?
And that's what it is.
You know, there's sort of an old-fashioned nature to television of the 60s and 70s where we got to sit down and kind of have these interesting conversations.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to harken back to that time, and we built the set, and this is the very first segment we're doing on it.
Wow. Oh,
so
what an honor.
So I want to thank you.
Thank you.
For kicking off this room in a way that I could have only ever wished to have these kinds of conversations, yeah. Because I like to be silly, I like to be funny. I'm like a complete sobber. I love crying.
Oh,
I can't help it.
I already cried once during the interview.
And I love that you're a sobber. I am too. What do you?
Let's make sobbing cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what do you do? When I sob, I eat. I like to eat my feelings. I like comfort food.
I like something similar to eating. It's another sensory thing, which is, you know, aromatherapy. Certain scents just calm you down,
like,
or
what?
Bring back memories. Like a freshly baked cinnamon roll, which I used to make at the bakery. It's like, it's the most amazing smell. You can't be unhappy when you smell a freshly baked cinnamon roll.
You make cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Will you teach me how to make your cinnamon rolls?
I would love to teach you.
Seriously?
Yes.
We're gonna be here with Constance, and we're gonna learn how to bake her cinnamon roll.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. I'm here with Constance Wu, who has just released a very personal collection of essays entitled Making a Scene. And the second chapter in the book is about your first job working in a bakery, and you had a certain specialty that you're going to demo for us today. And no matter what mood you're in or what the weather is outside, I don't think there's anything more hypnotic than the scent of
a freshly baked cinnamon roll.
I mean, come on! Also,
yes.
I love getting to use these. All right.
Well, this has been pre-rolled for us. But my favorite part is you get soft, room temperature butter, and then you just spread it around like finger painting. And this was always my favorite part, is feeling the cold. Wait, I know we're gonna have to wash
my life.
Yeah, you know, is feeling the butter like between your
fingers. Is super sensual. I feel like we're in Ghost right now.
We are.
I should like.
Where's Whoopi? Then you pour the cinnamon, and you sort of spread it evenly, the cinnamon sugar, all over. And you want them to have like a perfectly domed kind of rise, so they're slightly higher in the center.
Yeah, they almost have like a
But the thing is, if you roll the beginning...
A mound.
If you roll the beginning too loose, it'll sink in the bottom. We don't want that. But if you roll it too tight, it'll pop up over and spill out. So you have to do it just right, like a medium roll to start, and then tighten as you go along until you sort of have this like snake, the cinnamon snake. Then you just sort of cut the rolls. And then you just place them 3x4 or depending on how big your tray is. And some people like icing at the end. You put that on.
Thank you.
It's just the best smell, butter, cinnamon, sugar, and dough baking in the oven.
Well, I want to make these with my two daughters.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited because you have this new movie musical coming out called Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Yes.
And we actually have a clip. Check this out.
Let go of how it has to be. No, you can't plan it in advance. Gotta lose yourself in the dance. It's perfect unexpectedly.
Mom?
When you rip up the recipe.
That's Shawn Mendes.
He's a cutie.
I mean...
Oh, my God. He's a handsome man.
Shawn Mendes is like dreamboat.
Oh, this isn't bad, actually.
Constance Wu, I have been so excited to have this conversation with you. I've been so excited to spend time with you. I'm so incredibly inspired by you.
Oh, thank you.
And I think with this book and the way you've lived your life will be a total inspiration to everyone.
Thank you so much.
I truly mean it.
I hope so, you guys.
It will. And Making a Scene is on shelves now. Check out also Lyle Lyle Crocodile in theaters now that I'll be watching with my daughters.
Yay!
Constance Wu, everybody.
I am so in awe of you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Ross and I are at the desk for one more good story that's just too good. We had to squeeze it in. Ready, Rossi?
I'm ready to tell you about this. Move over, students of Ohio's Goshen Middle School. There's a new teacher's pet in town. Mm. People report that the school's facility dog, Meg, sat like a good little girl for her own yearbook photo.
Good girl.
Look, there she is.
Oh, my gosh. The 2-year-old golden retriever is a beloved member of Goshen's community, offering comfort and support to hundreds of students and staff. And look at her sport that red bandana. Yeah. Ooh, Rossi, don't you just love this story?
Look at Meg. Voted most likely to ruff.
voted most likely to steal your heart.
Oh,
well, everybody, that is our show. Thank you so much for coming today. Thank you so much if you're watching at home or on the go. We make this show for you, so just take it with you. It's all yours, made for you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.